Here's Malkin late in the period, 8 seconds to go. Wrist shot. Hey! Shoots and scores! Evgeny Malkin! Oh, can I get a witness? What a shot by number 71 of the Penguins lead. 3-2.
Evgeny Malkin shouldering the load for Pittsburgh in Game 1. Mike Lang with the call on the Penguins Hockey Network. Malkin's marker late in the first was the game winner, but his shorthanded insurance goal was one to remember.
Briere left side, pulls up, fans on a pass, gets bumped by Hossa, and the puck cleared down. Here's Malkin on a breakaway. Slap shot, he scores! A shorthanded goal. He stopped in front of the net and took a slap shot.
Sam Rosen, the call right here on NHL Radio as Malkin stunned Martin Biron with a slap shot from 8 feet to make it a 4-2 final. Game two when the Penguins and Flyers traded goals through two periods before Pittsburgh broke the tie.
And up to Downey. Downey couldn't play the puck out of the zone. Penguins have it. Roberts over to George Laroque. Laroque checked from behind but drives it in behind the net. Roberts in front. A quick shot by Talbot. He shoots and scores.
Mike Lang again as Maxime Talbot scored in his return to the lineup. In Game 3, it was Marian Hossa's turn in the spotlight.
And Fleury may have gotten a piece of that. The Penguins reach in and get that puck. Crosby's pass to Marian Hossa. Stutter steps, goes into the Flyers' end, through people, and fire scores! Oh, what a play by Hossa! He turns! Goaltender Biron inside out, and he just lost his liquor license. And the Penguins lead 2-0.
Hossa with the first of two goals on the night as Pittsburgh grounded the Flyers 4-1. The Pens now had a chance to complete the sweep, but Philly had other plans.
Right circle, out to the point to Modrey. Skates left, feeds back to the right side to Umberger. First shot, save, rebound, score! Jeff Carter finds another rebound. It's another power play goal, and the Flyers lead it 3-0.
Sam Rosen again here on NHL Radio as Jeff Carter's power play goal capped a three-goal first period, and the Flyers stayed alive with a 4-2 win. In the West, Detroit opened the series with a 4-1 win over Dallas. In Game 2, winning the first period was enough.
Holmstrom behind the net. He chops it ahead, trying to get it to Pavel Datsyuk. Datsyuk rolls it back for Zetterberg. Zetterberg, little drop pass for Datsyuk. Back to Zetterberg. One-timer score!
Dave Strader on NHL Radio as Henrik Zetterberg's power play goal made it 2-1 at the end of one, and that's how the game finished. So down to Big D for Game 3, and the difference was Pavel Datsyuk.
3-on-2 Detroit over the Dallas line, pass to Zetterberg in the slot. Datsyuk backhand scores, and the Red Wings take the lead.
Out to center, Datsyuk to Holmstrom over the Dallas line. Moves wide,
sends it in front, a redirection by Datsyuk. That puck is in. Now here's a pass in front, and Datsyuk scores. The hat trick for Pavel Datsyuk.
Ken Cal, the call on 1270 WXYT in Detroit as Datsyuk's first NHL hat trick, regular season or playoffs, highlighted the 5-2 win. So Dallas found itself in a 3-0 hole, but goalie Marty Turco made 33 saves, and the Stars imposed their will on the Wings. Mike Modano's power play goal was the tiebreaker as Dallas posted a 3-1 victory. Ralph Strangis, the call on News Talk 820 WBAP in Dallas.
Zuboff shot off the Richards pass, knocked Cleary's stick out of his hand, and so now it's a power play, and Cleary doesn't have a stick. They come to this side where Zuboff works on the stickless Cleary. He'll hand it back to Richards straight away and alone. Now to Zuboff in the near corner to Modano. A shot, he scores! 2-1 Dallas.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.